Evening, everybody. My name is Joe, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Joe.
I've been through the steps as they're laid out in the Big Book with the help of a Big Book Step Study sponsor, My Conception of God. I have made most of my amends and practiced steps 10, 11, and 12 to the best of my willingness. It's great to be here speaking. I wasn't going to come tonight. I emailed all my buddies in Wyndham, and everybody else had plans, and I'm like, screw it. And I texted Mike and asked Mike if he was going, and Mike said yes, and here I am. I walk in the door, and Kyle says, Joe, you want to speak tonight? Absolutely. There's a reason why I'm here. This is a great chapter. I say my favorite chapter is the one that I'm doing right now, and because they're all, it's like Abel and Cain. I can't choose. They're all fantastic, and they've all helped save my life, and you've all helped save my life, and my conception of God has helped save my life. I did not know there was a spiritual solution. I did not know this was a spiritual program. So I was doomed to the alcoholic death. I had been okay. I was okay with it. It's like, I'm going to drink myself to death. And I started drinking in my early teens, and I didn't stop until my early 50s. God and I did not have a good relationship since my early teens. Because I was all self-centered, and why would he do this to me, and, why would he do this to this person, and why would he let this happen? So when I first came into the program, God introduced me to my sponsor today, Big Jim, up in Wyndham, who very quickly in our first conversation admitted that he was an atheist when he came into the program. And I'm like, okay. So how did you do it? I think, there is a chance. We started working together and started reading We Agnostics. And like after the 50th time, I started to actually absorb it and understand some of the things in it. And one of the things that stood out to me was, step three says God as we understood him. And in here it says your conception of God. It's your conception, not what you were impressed upon as a child, because the word God made me bristle with antagonism. I was raised with four sisters and a mother who were all born again Christians. My brother and I, my father was kind of, health wise, he was out of the picture when I was 15. But they were all very religious, and I did not get it at all. And anytime we were at like family gatherings or whatever, and they start thanking God for stuff and saying pray for this and that, I'd leave the room. I just have to leave the room for fear that they would try to grab me and drag me into the conversation, which I not only knew nothing about, I was petrified of. Until, like I said, reading this, the word conception is in this reading. It's got to be at least 10 times. So I latched onto that, and so that my old conception was out the window, and until I could start fresh with something that I could believe in, because I had to believe something before I could have any kind of faith. And my sponsor helped me out with that a lot, because, you know, I came to these meetings and I see these people and they're speaking a different language. I'm like, where do you get that from? And you know, people up that are sharing at meetings, like, what speech school did they go to? You know, it's like, we're just regular people, man. Because I thought I was deathly afraid of public speaking. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got everything to do with what everybody thinks of me. And so I saw that my sponsor had something, and I wanted it, because I was going to die. And I thought I was okay with dying until I put the bottle down and I saw these other people living and they were happy. It's like, how the hell are you? So I had to believe first that my sponsor, something happened to him. And so he took me through these steps. And I'm of the educational variety. But even though I'm of the educational variety, it took a long time for this to build and build. But one day you turn around and like that, you got it. And so the light does come on, you know. It's like when I first came in, I wanted to drink and that's all I wanted to do, or I wanted to not drink. And it, that's all I could think about. I could not put anything else in my head. That's all I wanted to do. And when one day I turned around and that mental obsession was gone. It was somewhere between, you know, in a very few pages in this book that it happened. And I can't tell you where it was, somewhere between steps 3 and 4 or 5, that it was gone. And all of these, what I used to call coincidences, kept popping up again and again, and they're like, this is weird, you know, this... You can't make this stuff up. The things that happened to me. It's like... So when I... when I... got this conception and the belief that I had that my sponsor changed from something that happened to him, and now that it happened to me, now I have faith that it works. And now I know it's 12, but when somebody else comes in, all they can do is believe that I have something until we can do this work, and then they can have faith, and then so on and so on. And it's pretty amazing, but still, every day I'm growing. Every day I'm growing, and if that's what it's to, third step prayer is to build. That's present. That's not past tense. It's not, because once something is built and it's done, it begins to die. If it's not continuing to grow, it's going to die. A tree only grows so much, and then it's going to start to die. Unless it's continuing to grow, it's going to die. If we don't continue to grow every day with this stuff, our character defects start coming back, and then we stop going to meetings, and we stop texting Mike to see if he's going, and these coincidences that are not coincidences stop happening, and we start taking our will back, and before you know it, like when the mental obsession was gone, we can turn around just that quick too, and be right back, even worse than where we left off. But another thing that was pointed out to by another guy in a meeting on Sunday morning, that a word that is in this reading that is more than any other word is the word prejudice. And I never noticed it. And that's why we go to these meetings, because we're growing. And I never, ever, I've read this many, many, many times, and I have never, ever remember reading the word prejudice until he brought it up. And now tonight I'm hearing everybody reading prejudice. Some of us were prejudiced. I was prejudiced against my old conception of God, or the conception of God that didn't work for me, the one that was impressed upon me as a child. And it's prejudice. And I like the way the last thing in the spiritual experience puts it. He can only be defeated by an attitude of intolerance or belligerent denial. Sounds like prejudice to me. So once we overcome this prejudice and start to think that there might be something there that can help me, once we get over that prejudice, then we can start to grow. Then we can start to do this program. We can start to help other people. We can start to practice these principles. And that's what it's about, sharing this message to other alcoholics, practicing these principles in our daily affairs. And when we're able to do that, this prejudice word, the only reason we're prejudiced is because of our perception, our conception, it's how we think, how we see things. We see things different than everybody else. I mean, my God is different than your God, We all have our own personal God. So, you know, somebody says, I get down, I roll out of bed and I get down on my knees every morning and pray. I, you know, throw my keys under my bed. I said, well, okay, somebody told you to do that because that's how their God wants them to do it. Or their God wants them to do it. I wake up, I am nice and comfortable laying in my bed, and I am just talking to God. I don't want to be on my knees. And that's my God. You guys can do whatever you want. It's your God. If somebody tells you how to pray or tells you how to meditate, they're telling you what works for them. Do what works for you. And the meditation thing, I still struggle, you know, with putting multiple minutes together because I got a lot of stuff going on. But I heard a speaker say one time that God can perform miracles in a split second. So there's no such thing as a bad prayer or a bad meditation. And if we do this stuff and practice every day and grow, progress, not perfection. Because we're human, we're not going to be perfect. All we can do is keep growing. I'm going to end with this one last sentence that's in the spiritual experience also. He finally realizes that he has undergone a profound alteration in his reaction to life. Man, did life suck before. Life doesn't suck now. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.